This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome back, everyone, to Free Talk Live Radio, where you control the airwaves. You can do so by calling in at 855-453, F as in freedom. That's 855-450-3733. In studio, we're joined by
Lumpy
and Ian.
And I'm your host, Vincent, and we'll go to Zach from Utah calling in, listening through freetalklive.com. Welcome. Thank you for the call. What's on your mind?
Hi guys. Thanks for taking my call. I was going to say probably the biggest disappointment for me with this whole lockdown is all the countries have locked down their borders. Personally, I like to travel, and while I understand that, you know, they don't want transmission from country to country, it's just kind of scary when countries can lock their people within their borders.
Yeah.
Well, and go ahead.
No. It's okay. Go ahead.
I was just going to say that just overall, that's probably the biggest thing that in the future, if they try and do this, that it will just be to lock us in here, and that's probably the biggest thing that you can't run because you're stuck, you know, in your home country.
Well, that's a very good point. Anything else you'd like to add?
Sure. And also, it seems to me that. This is presenting a lot of opportunity. This is an opportunity to invest, in my opinion, that, you know, with this crisis, there will be opportunities. And I just think that we need to keep an eye on out in the marketplace.
Well, are there any things that you think will be particularly hot investments?
Not anything like one particular thing. I've just been investing in undervalued companies that where their book value is higher than its market cap. That's been the only thing that I've been really focusing on, honestly.
All right. Well, thank you for the call. And I guess it's always a good time to invest in something, right? Different. Some would say, oh, yeah, buy the dip. You know, the stocks are on sale, which I think now is probably one of the worst times to get into the stock market.
You think?
Because
it's going to keep going down?
Well, I mean, I'm by no means an expert, but the stock market hasn't gone down past pre-Trump level yet. I think I don't have a Dow in front of me, but so currently there's still a little bit of the gains that happened during Trump's tenure as president. Also, you could see. When there'd be a spike and then another drop, it's because when the Fed would start just injecting money into the economy, right? The stock market would go up and then it would go back down just because there's you know, little faith or confidence during times of crisis. I think the stock market's gone back up. I think it had like the highest point gain and loss in its history during this crisis. It went up when Trump passed when the government passed the stimulus package, and it hasn't gone back. It hasn't gotten to its previous high, which I think was like around like 29,000 points on the Dow Jones. But it's very fickle. So
you can look at the price of the Dow Jones or the S&P or whatever, but that doesn't say anything about the individual companies, right? That's just an overall picture. And I'm like you. I'm not an investment advisor. I don't have any experience at buying these things or trading for the most part with stocks. But you know, certainly there are going to be some companies that do well. You know, which ones those will be, I don't know. I mean, some people probably think like, you know, buying food delivery companies is a good idea. Uber.
Amazon stock. Well, but Amazon stock is expensive.
Plexiglass companies.
You have masks, you know, Rite Aid, you know, 3M.
But a lot of these things, it's probably already too late, right? Like, if you didn't figure this out 2 months ago, you're probably a little late to the party.
Yeah, and you're going to end up trying to catch a falling knife. So, Ian, you said you had more on the post office.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of, companies that people are interested in, apparently there's a story at NPR, and whether the post office is really a company is up to debate because they still, to some extent, are relying on the federal government for setting the rules by which they do their business and the mandates on retirement policies and things like that. But there have been all these stories recently in the media about, the Postal Service, they're going to die by June, because coronavirus.
Good, because I really don't like the crap that comes in the mail. I get nothing but junk mail. That's it.
I get a little bit more than junk mail, but then again, I've got one of those private mailboxes, and for whatever reason, the junk mail doesn't go to those places, so I don't get those. But I still get the junk mail here at the house.
Occasional Burger King coupon, so that's other than junk, that's the only thing I look forward to in the mail.
Yeah, and of course, the mail has dropped off over the last two decades since email came out, but now, all of a sudden, people are worried, and they're going out, and according to NPR, they're buying stamps. And they're taking to social media to try to help the Postal Service. According to NPR, since the crisis began, the Postal Service's business has tanked. Mail volume has decreased by nearly a third. Remember, that's after it's already decreased quite a bit over the last two decades. And the agency is projecting a $13 billion shortfall this year. As a result, the Postal Service is asking lawmakers for as much as $89 billion in cash infusions to weather the financial storm. But President Trump is opposed. According to the Washington Post, he threatened to veto the $2 trillion coronavirus aid package if it provides funds to bail out the postal agency. That upset some people, like Bill Prady, who says the Postal Service helped launch his television career. Prady's first writing gig was a script for an appearance by the Muppet character Rolf, the dog, as a Postal Service press conference about dog bites. He went on to write for popular broadcast sitcoms and created The Big Bang Theory. He said, quote, "In a sense, I can credit my entire career to them and that moment. So this could be a way of paying them back." He's going to go and buy a sheet of stamps from the Postal Service to thank them for all the hard work they've done in the hopes of saving them. Now, and there's more to the story here, but the idea that a bunch of people going out and voluntarily buying stamps from the Postal Service is going to somehow save them?
Don't they lose money on stamps? Don't they lose money on every letter they hand deliver?
It probably is true, right? Like, because they have to go to Congress, I think, in order to achieve rate increases and to change their business model. And so it's very, very difficult for them to change how they do their business. So they probably are behind the ball. But even so, even if it weren't, even if it was like this influx, it's still not going to be enough to save what is essentially a government agency.
So another reason to vote for Vermin Supreme, free ponies for all. I mean, can you imagine how the ponies don't take much gas? They might even help make some.
Bring back the Pony Express.
Bring back the Pony Express. Free ponies for all.
Well, but ponies don't. Ponies don't take gas, but in order to feed them, right?
Feed them.
Yeah, with the agriculture industry, that uses up a lot of energy.
Vermin Supreme is playing 4D chess. He knows what's going on.
Trust Vermin. Trust the plan.
Trust
in the plan.
The friendly fascist.
But look, it doesn't matter how many people go out and buy stamps, because it's not going to save this bureaucracy. That it's not a new thing that they're losing billions of dollars a year. We've been reporting for years on Free Talk Live about the billions and billions over the last...
Yeah, I think it's the retirement accounts that they're... they've got all these unfunded liabilities that they've got to take care of for all these people. They promised them all these long-term wages. And, a lot of that's – maybe they don't make billions of dollars, but it's – There's health coverage.
You got to pay all that.
You got to pay all that. And you got to manage all that, too.
Yeah, and their package business is up with all the Amazon and everything, but their mail volume is down. The letters and such that go back and forth, it's way down. So before this whole coronavirus thing, the Postal Service was in trouble. This may be making it a little more difficult for them, but ultimately, people buying stamps is not going to save them. Now, if you wanted to save them...
I have a list of stamp prices. So for a
55 cents, I think.
Yeah,
right
yeah.
Now.
For a first class mail forever stamp. So just imagine how many stamps these people are going to have to buy in order. What was it? They wanted like $70 billion. They wanted for the bailout of the post office. So people are going to do people expect to buy $70 billion worth of stamps?
It's not going to happen. I mean, this isn't going to be outside of a handful of Twitter loudmouths, basically. Does it show when they raised the rates on your list of stamp prices, or is it just the current list?
Rate change as of January 26th. So
Didn't they jump it up from like 50 to 55 cents? Because it wasn't that long ago that it was 45 cents.
Yeah, it was just I still have 45 cent forever stamps in my house. Just found them a couple days ago.
First class mail forever stamp. Yeah, it's nuts. It was 55 cents and it still is, but that's only the most recent change.
If they wanted to save the Postal Service, they should set it free and then people could buy shares in the Postal Service.
Just make it like UPS or FedEx or DHL.
Yeah. All right, $8.55, $4.50 free. I don't know how many stamps are you buying or do you have? This is Free Talk Live.
When we adopted Buddy, we didn't know that he has to sit sitting up. Sit up. So just put him down.
DinoVite.com.
I heard about Dinovite and started mixing it in with his food. He's happy, he's healthy, and he's going to be with me for a long time because of Dinovite.
I love my dog. I want him happy and healthy, so I give him Dinovite.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
I get my Dinovite from DinoVite.com.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org.
Find out about your common law rights. Move about the land freely in your personal conveyance or on foot. Know what to say if stopped by a man or woman in a costume and proceed safely on your way. Also, find out how to lawfully keep all the money you make free of tax. Protect your liberty and freedoms in a peaceful and lawful way by adding WilliamStenson60 at yahoo.com to your Skype contacts. And let's talk free on Skype. That's WilliamStenson60 at yahoo.com.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Welcome back back, everyone, to Free Talk Live Radio, where you control the airwaves, which you can do so by calling in at 855-453, Evans and Freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And in studio, we're joined by...
Lumpy.
It's Ian here.
And I'm your host, Vincent. And was there anything more to that post office story, Ian?
A little bit, but I think we got some callers.
There's a little bit. Well, I'm waiting for the delayed ability.
Oh, yes. Well, there are other things to say. People are trying to save the Postal Service by buying stamps. According to a story at NPR, Jenna DeWar, professor at the University of Nevada in Reno, was taken aback when she heard the news about the Postal Service. She said, "I immediately just kind of had my jaw dropped to the floor because it's such a fundamental service to the community. There are many other things that you would think would disappear before that, so it was kind of just a shocking moment to hear something that's written into our Constitution might be going away."
That poor lady's not going to get her weed in the mail.
Apparently, she has not been paying attention to any of the news about the Postal Service over the last decade because it's been pretty dismal for a long time, so she went online to order stamps from the USPS website on Monday, but for the next few hours, the page wouldn't load. She figured the site got overwhelmed by the volume of orders. Well, that's certainly a nice thing to think, but it's probably just a crappy government website.
Oh, at least they didn't blame it on getting, like, denial of service attack or something by anti-government trolls.
Later that day, she got through to the order page and was able to purchase a sheet of heart stamps. Derek Bauman said he bought as many stamps as he could, purchasing a few extra sheets of the JFK-themed ones. Well, good luck feeding your kids with all the stamps that you bought.
I was going to say, what are the odds that all of these stamps just go, just collect dust? Because probably these people don't even use the post office regularly anymore.
Sure.
So waiting patiently online is JR listening from TuneIn in Portsmouth. Thank you for the call. What's on your mind? Hello?
I'm from Portsmouth. Ian, can you tell me why Vincent called my cell phone number, left a message telling
me? Still obsessing over this? First off, I never called. Someone dialed the number and put
it, the... Hey, Vincent, why'd you lie about having called and left a message telling me to call into your show to take you on about 9/11 and about what...
I don't recall any of that.
He's not lying to you, James. I was sitting in the room. There were some guests who were here.
He is lying. I have his own voice.
You called to ask a question. And then you don't want to hear the answer. You asked me a question. Did you want to hear the answer, or do you just want to keep talking? I know what he did. I was sitting in the room the whole time.
All right, I can't hear you on your Obama phone or whatever, so thanks for wasting our time.
I honestly think James thinks he's doing a service to the world. I really think he believes that. I really do. No offense, James. You're an a-hole.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, so just for listeners that want to know what that was about, I feel like we have to explain it. There were some guests who were here in the studio. I think that they wanted to call James or something, and anyway, they handed you the phone after dialing the number.
Yes.
So James keeps accusing you of calling, even though you didn't actually call, which is what you've tried to tell him 10 times, because he's called you on your show about this at least a dozen times.
And we're going to hear about it for probably another 100 more times.
And you left a voicemail, because it went to voicemail. You would have talked to him if he answered the phone.
All right, let's get this out in the air. What does this guy have? What's wrong with this guy? Really?
He has like a 2-gallon water head.
I mean, the guys who are on from the Northern Marinara Sauce Islands were really good. They had him like almost seeming like like he could be calm. And I don't know if he's like pushing everybody to get to like that point where they have to be really nice. I don't know, maybe he thinks he's me. I don't know. I'm trying to figure it out. He's the only person I've ever had to block on Discord.
Wow.
The only person I had to block. And I kept the conversation. I have photographs of the old conversation. He was obsessed with
you?
Rich.
Did he threaten you?
No, but he's not going to threaten me if he does. Well, now he's going to, isn't he? Because he just heard me say that.
Well, let's see all the Discord messages
I'm
going
to be dead next.
Well, no, actually, I'm curious, though.
Don't worry, James.
He's talking about Rich. So I've never heard him talk about Rich Paul, formerly known as Rich Paul, now known as Nobody. What was his obsession there?
He just kept going back and forth about saying Rich lied about something, and do you think he's moral about this? And that's why I kind of thought about it. I didn't really pay much mind to it, but I kept the things just in case, because he could be a dangerous... He is possibly a dangerous person. I know he's made threats. He says he's not made the threats. And I know he's got, what, 83, is it now, DUIs?
I don't know.
I've lost track. Oh, that's fine.
James, alcohol is not agreeable with you.
Right.
Hey.
We
do something good for yourself.
Not making him more happy.
Oh, he's way beyond a mean.
No, I know there have been nights that he's called in and he's passed out before he got his chance on the air, and we know it. I mean, it's been more than one.
Now we go to Christine from Maine, listening on YouTube.
Christine,
thanks for the call. What's on your mind?
Hi. I'm a nurse, and what I see as a big injustice of all of this is that people aren't getting routine health care right now. They're not getting routine dental care.
Mm.
And the insurance companies and the government have got to be making a killing on all the savings on that.
Interesting. So you're saying that people aren't going to get their routine health care because are they afraid to go in?
No, they can't get the health care like you normally would because...
Really?
Well, you can't go in for elective procedures right now.
Wow.
Yeah, and you can't go to the dentist unless there's pain in your mouth.
Unless there's what in your
pain?
Mouth?
Pain?
Pain. Yeah, like it has to be an emergency.
Right, so I can't go get a cleaning. I can't go to my regular cleaning that I have scheduled at the dentist.
My magic
blood. Right. And we're all still paying for our insurance, but we really can't use it unless it's for an emergency. Alternately, people also don't want to come to the hospital. There's been a big drop-off in people mm-hmm. coming to the hospital.
Well, right, because, you know, they're worried that they're going to encounter infected people.
Well,
yeah.
That also people, it's like out of, some people aren't going to hospitals out of like a moral thing because they don't want to add to the pandemonium at hospitals, right? They don't want to take up a bed when someone with coronavirus, say like a coronavirus terminal patient could be there. Like my father had some sort of, some sort of thing and he decided just not to do it out of a moral, for moral reasons. Anything else you'd like to add, Christine?
The hospital is not very full right now at all.
Have they been laying off people or furloughing people?
Not that I'm aware of. They have been having some people that are able to work from home, like people who are administrative or review charts, things that can be done at a computer remotely. Mm. They're working from home, and we all wear masks in the hospital.
Well, apparently that's coming to everywhere in New York and Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
Aren't those masks a little bit funky? I mean, think about it. You're putting all this moisture into a mask. You put your hands up to your mask.
Thanks for the call, Christine.
They're gross. I don't think it's saving anybody. It's another one of those.
It's just for show.
I also hear about you. In order for it to be totally effective, you need goggles, too, because germs could get in through your eyes.
Yeah, I think they look silly.
We've had most medical people we've had call in and talk to have said that hospitals are not full. So, I mean, something's going on here.
Thanks, Christine.
855-453. F is in freedom. This is Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live is now on more than 200 radio stations nationwide. We've had more than 18 million podcast downloads, and we claim millions of listens a month. We're a multimedia ad venue with print, email, web, and terrestrial radio marketing platforms. We strive to have ad packages that cater to advertisers big and small. Contact me today at marketfreetalklive.com to see what we can do for you. Marketfreetalklive.com. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. But if you can service a national audience, contact me, marketfreetalklive.com.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at icagoldsilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. icagoldsilver.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says governors will be able to implement their own plans in reopening their own states from coronavirus shutdowns.
Governors will be empowered to tailor an approach that meets the diverse circumstances of their own states. Every state is very different.
In a White House briefing, the president also says states will receive government support throughout the process.
If they need to remain closed, we will allow them to do that. And if they believe it is time to reopen, we will provide them the freedom and guidance to accomplish that task.
Treasury Department and IRS officials are working to distribute all of the stimulus checks to eligible Americans as promised. The Wall Street Journal is reporting that many Americans did not get their checks or got the wrong amount. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. And nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Welcome back, everyone, to Free Talk Live Radio, where you control the airwaves, which you can do so by calling in at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And in studio, we are joined by
Lumpy.
It's Ian.
And I'm your host, Vincent. And so now, I'm glad Lumpy's here because we have a we could get your perspective on this. You know what the Libertarian Party needs now more than ever?
A life.
Yes, but what else it needs is a Republican politician running for their presidential spot. Before we get to that, I want to talk to you about ForkFest 2020. Now, join liberty-minded voluntarists, anarchist. What?
I heard the busybodies are once again coming after the governor in New Hampshire, trying to get him to shut down all campgrounds.
Oh no! Like specifically campgrounds?
Yeah. It hasn't happened yet, but they're trying to get they tried again like a week ago, and now they're trying again.
I'm on that Nextdoor Neighbor app down on Cape Cod, and I have never seen more busybodies wanting to call the police on people. Snitching on everybody, and you know, I understand the social aspect where you can say, okay, this guy wasn't so good at doing his business, and that's one thing. But they want to call the cops all the time. That's like the number one rebuttal that they have down there. Call the cops on them. And what I tell them when I comment on this stuff, yeah, I know it's online comments, like anybody's going to read it. But I say, you know. I tell them, I say, do you know what? That's like calling a hit on somebody. Do you realize what you're doing? But I understand that people on the internet have this level of release where it's, I mean, think of the Bob's and Vegana song.
I don't know that song.
Well.
Can you sing it?
Let's see. Every guy's on YouTube. I don't know if it's PewDiePie or who it is, but there's a, oh man, I can't think of it. It's, so what it is there's a very, there's a, I'm going to sound really awful here. So there, it's, it kind of makes fun of Indian men.
Wait, Indian as in
from India.
From India.
From okay. India. So because they have such a very repressed society, now this is the theory I'm going on, right? They don't talk about things, so they literally go out in the street and they scream at stuff. So now this technology comes to India, which is changing, you know, and it's evolving quite, you know, their economy's been number one in the nation in the world, you know, coming up for a long time. So they have this. Now they have the internet all of a sudden, so now they have a place to scream. So they kind of make fun of Indian men when they, are you girl? They're like, they'll have,
oh, yeah, I know what you mean.
Open up your cloth. Hey, girl, will you open up your cloth? You know, and all this, like, the words that are, you know, anyway.
Yeah, I know what you mean, because I know someone who's an Instagram model, if you'll quote, model, and she would have, like, these guys from the East, not necessarily India, but, like, from Nepal. I think in this case, the guy's from Nepal, who, and it was a real guy, it wasn't a bot, who would send all these weird messages saying, oh, yes, yes, you look very nice, I want you be my girlfriend, and and it's so I understand the stereotype of a phenomena.
I don't feel like that's the whole thing, but I do that know that comes through a lot.
But it's interesting what you brought up about the internet, because there is like a disconnect with the internet, because it's easy to curse someone out on the internet because you don't have to see them, you don't have to be next to them, you could do all sorts of awful things.
Sure.
Because there's no empathy compared to if you like see the person, right? If you're in front of a person, you have to take out the phone, you have to dial 911. Yeah. And have you seen those videos of like just these women, they call them Karens, right? I don't know exactly why.
Yeah.
But these women just screaming at people who are just in their car or just walking outside and threatening to call the police. Luckily, I haven't seen any of that in New Hampshire, because I've been going out. Like, we haven't had anyone scream and yell at us at the night.
New Hampshire's a little bit different. People don't. Even the right-wingers in New Hampshire, they're like, I don't want to call the cops on anybody.
There was one guy who drove by the Social Sunday this week in a truck and yelled something about, get masks on, or something about put masks on. But for the most part, when we did our protest 2 weeks ago at Concord, which there's going to be another one on Saturday,
ooh, yeah.
I would say most of the responses we got were positive. Lots of honks and thumbs up. There were some, of course, thumbs down, some middle fingers, and some negative responses, a couple of hecklers, more so than what we've gotten here in Keene. But then again, it's also a self-selected group. The kind of people that would be out driving are more likely to be supportive. So who knows what the average person would think of that protest.
Unless there's like an particularly insufferable busybody who goes outside just to look for people who are violating the shutdown, which I'm sure there's plenty of people who would do that.
Hey, I want to inject here what Christian Anarchist said in our Discord chat over at discord.lrn.fm. Since we were talking about hospitals with the nurse there a few moments ago, he says, just heard from someone who we know. Again, his wife is a doctor, so he manages a doctor's clinic, and so they talk to doctors, right? He says, someone we know who has a relative who works in a hospital in New York City. Guess what? The hospital is nearly empty. Where are the sick people being kept? Remember, like, a week or two ago, there were stories about how there were so many bodies, they had to lay them out in the streets?
Hashtag film your hospital.
It's all for show, right? Well, they didn't have to put those bodies out in the streets. They did it for the photo.
I'll bet you that they get paid a certain amount. Somebody gets paid a certain amount of money that probably comes from the federal government. This is just a guess, this is just something that just seems plausible anyway. If you diagnose somebody with coronavirus, Testing. Eventually, you're going to test positive for something with an 80% false positive. But I bet you they're paying the hospitals boatloads of money for a. You know, I should ask Christine earlier when she was on here. That's probably what's going on. Everything is shut down. You can't talk about this online. You can't mention the words. You can't say anything. They're going to shut you down unless it's the WHO, which is, wow.
Yeah. It's
trust them? Are you kidding me?
And now we're forced to, there are people, at least these people who are pushing this BS about hospitals being overflowed, now they have to respond to it. And their response is, oh, well, yeah, hospitals are empty because we're waiting for the surge, right? There's going to be a surge of sick people coming. And they keep saying, yeah, exactly. Like, you know, week after week, it's coming. I mean, these people are worse than like the Nibiru or QAnon people. They're like, oh, it's coming. The surge is going to come. There's going to be more sick people than we know what to deal with. There's going to be thousands of deaths. And it's just, you know, I mean, it's I'm not trying to downplay anyone who's died. Obviously, you know, human death is tragic and such, but this is just so much ado about nothing, and people are just buying onto it because was it a lie could travel halfway around the world before the truth puts its pants on. So I just want to, there's just a few paragraphs on this because it's mainly speculation. But so, I was going to ask you, Ian doesn't like the guessing game, so to say. So yeah, so Representative Justin Amash, who's a former Republican from Michigan. Now, this is from Reason.com. This morning contemplated his three-stage transition from not ruling out a Libertarian Party presidential bid to hinting coquettishly at the necessity of a third approach to national politics to now calling direct attention to his White House deliberations. Quote, in mid-February, Justin Amash paused active campaigning for his congressional seat to carefully consider a presidential run, his office emailed to reporters this morning. He has been discussing the potential campaign with his family, his friends, his team, and his others, and a decision can be expected soon. The Libertarian congressman now has 35 days to decide whether he is ready to navigate the idiosyncrasies of America's bronze medal party and potentially subject himself to half years worth of bottomlessly funded abuse from Democrats or Republicans busy whipping themselves up in a hate bath of negative polarization. And then they ask questions. We're not going to get into it. So, I mean, wouldn't that be something, right? After all of this effort from Vermin Supreme, from Adam Kokesh, I don't know about if John McAfee is still running. Like,
he is.
Okay. So actual libertarians, you know, principal people, all of that effort would just go out the window if Justin Amash throws his hat in, because for some reason, Libertarian Party, or at least the bigwigs, they have some sort of hard-on for establishment politicians, despite them saying, you know, guess what's the problem of this country? It's these establishment politicians.
I still haven't heard how the Libertarian Party is going to actually select their candidate.
Oh, how
are they going to have a convention?
This is over Zoom.
Huh?
Over Zoom.
With 1,000 people? I don't think you can do that.
I'm going to be in a Zoom meeting for a class of dozens of people, like nearly like 80 people. So I'll tell you how it is. Final segment of Free Talk Live coming up. And stay tuned for the exciting conclusion.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
House flies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Welcome back, everyone, to Free Talk Live, final segment. And we have loaded phone lines, as usual, in the last segment, so we're going to speed through these. First, we go to Mike in Gold Bar, Washington, listening through KBKW. Thank you for the call. What's on your mind? Oops, hold on. Sorry. I'll get to you. I'm getting used to it. I got to build the delay. In the meantime, I want to thank Joe Schull. Am I pronouncing that properly?
Probably.
I want to thank Joe Schull, who is an amplifier with Free Talk Live. And,
thanks, Joe.
I want to thank you deeply from the bottom of our hearts, because without the amplifiers, none of this would be possible. And if you want to learn how to have your name read on the air and be an amplifier, you could just go to amp.freetalklive.com. So, okay,
you can also amp the show without having your name read, too. So if you prefer to be anonymous, that's the default.
Right, that's very possible. That's possible as well. Okay, so sorry about that, Mike. We're good now. Thank you for the call. What's on your mind?
I'll make it quick so you can get your other callers in. I'm a senior, and I'm actually almost afraid to go to these, come on, seniors, we have 2 hours just for you in the morning at the grocery store.
Right.
Come on in, and here, have a Kool-Aid and maybe a red pill or something, and then they're going to put me in a cooler.
So the government's
going to bail them out. So they're going to survive because they took care of the disposable people. That's me. Anyway, just a conspiracy. Have a great night.
I don't think you're disposable. Thanks for your call.
Thank you for the call. I was going to say that sounds like something out of a Soylent Green. And one of the theories is like one of the more like as people say out there conspiracy theories is that COVID-19 was weaponized to get rid of the excess old population because that's who the government owe the most amount of money to, right? All these unfunded liabilities because, mm-hmm. You can't pay someone if they're dead.
It's true.
So now we go to David from New Mexico listening over TuneIn. Thank you for the call. What's on your mind?
Yeah, in that same vein, now is a good time to
just do what you can to destroy governments, just using New Mexico as an example. New Mexico is the poorest state in the nation, and they don't produce anything here. For example, 40%, literally 40% of their annual budget to run their government comes from oil and gas extraction, the tax on that extraction. And then, if you keep in mind that they got 3-4 military bases here and 2 national labs, and their revenue is going to go down by, it was up by $1 billion when prices were up on oil and gas, and now with COVID happening, now they're down $3 billion on a $6-7 billion budget. So that's huge, and New Mexico is probably in the top 5 and probably in the top 3 for communist governments around the nation. And so now is the time to drive a stake through the heart of places like this. And so it's a good time to brainstorm as to how to, you know, drive the nails in their coffin on their budget, since they're getting pushed down anyway. It might not work.
I want to give props to a company in Albuquerque called Calibers. Have you heard about this store, David?
I mentioned it on your program yesterday. Yeah, go ahead. Tell what you know. You'll say it.
I wasn't on yesterday, so I might not have heard the conversation. But there's a gun shop in Albuquerque that has reopened, despite the governor saying they are not allowed to open up. The gun store owner, Louis Sanchez, says the order that so-called non-essential businesses must close is an overreach by the governor. He says, quote, "So we at Calibers have decided we're going to open up with social distancing on our range, and you know what? We're going to take this fight back to her. We feel that unless somehow she's got a magical power to take the Second Amendment out of our Constitution, that we have a right to open up." Now, this story was from 2 days ago over at, KKOB.
All right, yeah. So now there's one person in the country that has
right, one guy. And then Pilar Martinez from the Albuquerque Journal reported yesterday that he has indeed reopened his gun range. So he wasn't just talking.
Kudos
he
to
did
him.
It. So,
right, yeah, and so hopefully that will continue, and if anybody does come to enforce anything, hopefully people will step in to have a word with them, or even better, more businesses will open up so that they can't keep up with the putting out fires. You know what I mean? If they go after this one guy and 20 more open up, they don't have enough resources to go enforce it all. So, you know, now's the time to attack them.
That's going to require a lot of courage on a lot of people's behalf. So before I let you go, Dave, so you talk about now it's time to destroy the government, but do you have any pragmatic suggestions on how one might do that? What's your one suggestion?
My one suggestion is that old expression about herding cats. If you make them herd cats, they will not be able to keep up, which means, you know, putting out fires. If they just whack them all, just keep popping up.
I think they're doing that to us.
Well, turn the tables on them.
Well, that's actually, you know, I was expect when I saw the well, thank you for the call, David. Now, you know, I was expecting him to advocate.
Always like his call.
I was expecting him to advocate violence, just because of the, you know, to destroy the government, but as on the subject line. But that's actually a very good idea. But the problem is, at least from my view, is it requires, as I said, a lot of people and a lot of courage on their behalf. And unfortunately, courage is in short supply these days, especially with so many people scared to death of this pandemic. But speaking of courage, there's going to be, originally it was under, what was it, Health Freedom New Hampshire?
That's right.
For Saturday in Concord. Now, apparently there's another organized thing happening. It's called hashtag Reopen New Hampshire Rally. In vehicles, on foot, use masks, social distancing, or not, just be there. This is from GraniteCrocs.com.
Just rebranded, or what?
For
the same day and time?
Yes.
Same
day
location?
And time.
I think it's a good day to open up a kissing booth.
I'm going to be offering free hugs.
There's some civil disobedience. Kissing booth.
They even have a website called reopennh.com.
Put Mark in there.
There's some people you might not want to kiss, though, so it's a little awkward.
Well, the money's like, right.
I'll give a hug to anybody. That's okay.
So, it's not, what I think it is like, I think this is the epitome of grassroots, where there's not like one LLC or organization that's running it, because there's going to be Health Freedom there, Free Keen's going to be represented, nobody has been asked to speak there.
Yeah,
I'm going to be there to cover it. It's going to be in Concord this Saturday, April 18th.
Where? At the state house.
I hope people don't pack the streets with vehicles, because then how the hell are you going to park? How are you going to get out and actually, like, get out and about? That, to me, was the worst part about this.
So what day is this? This is on a weekend?
Saturday.
So they're going to be honking their stinking horns, and there's going to be nobody inside.
Well, there's nobody there anyway. I mean, no one, the state house is closed.
Yeah, well, you know what? At least this state, you know, it's like the least bad state. You do get a little bit of representation here. If you call any of the representatives in New Hampshire, they'll answer their house or cell phone, which
That's
is usually
true.
A flip phone, you know, because they're not into the smartphones yet. They're not. There's no rush to get into technology up here.
I don't know. I see plenty of state reps with smartphones. It's probably been a while since you've been to the state house.
I still think, well, I moved up here first in, what was it, 85.
Oh, wow. Way
so,
back.
Yeah, I was 15.
Just a kid.
Yeah, I was 15. And there's a special quality about the freedom that people think about here. They don't take it for granted either.
Well, it's been ripped away by this governor in the last month.
Sununu?
Yeah, I mean, he's crapped all over freedom in New Hampshire, and I think it's going to make him vulnerable to some challenges, specifically by our co-host Nobody, who is going to be running against him this summer.
Oh, yeah, and even before Sununu, his excellency Sununu the Second. Even before that, he was getting a lot of bad blood from a conservative side of politics here in New Hampshire because of his god-awful zoning changes, where it basically would, like, centralize zoning, and it's, and it basically to turn the entire state of New Hampshire into Section 8 housing and a parking lot. So, like, to the point where even my, you know, dyed-in-the-wool Republican father said he's not going to vote for him if Sununu passes that through. But despite things being slightly better slightly less worse compared to places like New York, California, New Jersey, Maryland, I think it's great that we're seeing people stand up against this. Also Saturday, too, what was it, Alex Jones' sidekick, Owen Schroyer, is hosting a protest in Austin, and you were showing us pictures of Austin just totally shut down.
Mm-hmm.
By orders of the city. And
boarded up windows like there's a storm coming.
Oh, absolutely. Forced by
the
city.
That's insane.
The photo was from like 3 weeks ago.
Oh, so it's probably gotten even worse?
Maybe.
Now. And so I just think it's great that we have all these protests popping up, you know, places, unlikely places, right? You know, Michigan, there's Raleigh, North Carolina. And I'm hoping that this is just the tip of the iceberg. I'm hoping that there's a lot more of it, a lot more. So if you're in the region and want to come out and support freedom, you know, meet some Free Talk Live hosts, myself, Ian's going to be there, Nobody's going to be there. I think maybe Mark might even be there.
That would be a shock.
That's going to be, so this Saturday, April 18th, Concord at noon in front of the State House. Thank you. Thank you guys for being here.
Thank you
so much for listening. We'll see you all tomorrow. Free Talk Live, 7 p.m. Eastern. See you then.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for everyone to use it in everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that's as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more, and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.